Okay, so Sapo did that. I'm told I'm on base with you, right?
Yeah.
Okay, right. Okay, so Mishalshim and Mammon ve Mishalshim Makis, we've seen this already on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, if you remember, right? We divide up the payments when it comes to money. Let's say you've got two Edim that say that somebody's off, but that somebody should have paid $100 and they weighed him Zomim, they each pay 50, right? But you don't divide up Malkos. If they get for Malkos, they both get 40 lashes.
Shall we quote this?
They gave the exact case that I suggested, right? Basically, and it's the obvious case, if they give edus to somebody that somebody owes another guy money, and they were zomim, and they divide the payment up amongst them. But if they don't, if they gave edus that he was chayav malchus, then already they don't divide the malchus up. They each get the normal 39 lashes, right? It's called 40, but there's a drush that 40 really is 39. What's the source for this? I'm Rabbi Nehemar Rasha bechayav malchus, malchus Nehemar Rasha bechayav mitzvah bezdin. Malalan ein misa lemechza, afkan ein malkois lemechza. Alright, so drasha is as follows. The word rasha appears with regard to somebody's chayav malkois, right?
Kind of an object.
That's great logic.
I mean, true, l'chora. The truth is, I saw actually last night, I was preparing, I'm subbing with in Rav Tarragon's shiur tomorrow because he's still in the States. And so I saw an order, Piskei or Zerua, where he has the following discussion. What happens if you have a dead guy, somebody got murdered, and then he comes to the trial and gives edus against the guy who killed him? He asked that question. What if a ghost comes to gives edus? So he says, there's a rule that you need edus shiach l'azima. For edus to be kosher, it needs to be edus that you can theoretically do that to the person. It has to be edus shiach l'azima. You can turn that person into an edus zobim. And he says that since a dead person is giving edus, edus shiyatayachal azima, but you can't kill him again, so the edus is puzzle. Anyway, okay, fine. Sanhedrin Duff test for anybody who's interested.
I'm gonna check it out.
And in any case, right, the word Russia appears with regard to Chayve Malkos, right? People who get lashes are Rishoyim, meaning that they are Rishoyim al Pialacha with all the nafkamis, including the Apostle Edus. Right, and there is and somebody is called a who gets Mises Bezdin is obviously a Russia. Therefore, and the puzzle calls him a Russia. Therefore, right, since you can't be, basically the idea is you can't be a Russia halfway. You're either a Russia or you're not. It's a positive status. A positive in the ontological sense. Right, therefore, right, therefore, you can't get half of the punishment. You either get full Malkos or nothing. Rava Amar Ba'in Kasha Zaman Lasis Achiv V'Leika. So Rava says, no, the reason why is because you need Kasha Zaman Lasis Achiv. It's not a din in Malkos, it's a din in Eid Zomim, right? You need to do to him what he wanted to do to his fellow. What's the obvious question? Yeah, with money, we do half, right? Or a third, or whatever. With money, we do divide it up, even though with Malkos, we don't. So the Yachi Mamu Nami. So Mamu Mistarif Malkos Lo Mistarif. The answer that they get, the Gemara gives for Rava, money sort of gets piled up, right? At the end of the day, they wanted to make him pay another guy $100, right? And what they end up paying him is $100, 50 each, but 100, right? It's the same. Malkos don't really add up. It's not really true that two people getting 20 lashes are the same as one person getting 40. Oh, it's not the same punishment, right? 40 lashes is worse than 20. So each person getting 20 is like, at some level, it's not the same thing as 40. Right? So lashes don't add up in that sense, yeah.
But it's worse to pay 100 than pay 50.
Yeah, but the money adds up so that, like, you know, the way you think about it, you think that he got $100, right? What they tried to do to him is what happened. But if each of them get 20 lashes, then you don't say between the two of them they got 40 lashes. It's not. People don't think that way. Right? That's the idea.
Yeah.
Okay. Next Mishnah. Eina edim nasim zomim ad sheyazimu es atzmon. The edim are not zomim until they make themselves zomim. What does this mean? Ketzad. Amru. Me'idin anu be'ish plen yishehara gets a nefesh. So let's say I give edus about somebody that he committed murder. So they say, if the two, let's say two Edom give edus about somebody that he committed a murder, right? And then two other Edom and say, what do you mean? He was with us. The murderer was with us. Or the guy who said was murdered was with us. Those and that's not Edom's omen. Yeah? The case... אבל אמרו להם איך אתם מעידים שהרי אתם הייסים איתנו באוסו יום ולכם פעני הרי אלו זומים ונהרוגים על פיהם. But if they say, if the second group of Edom say, you, the Edom, were with us on that day and not where you said you were, where you witnessed the murder, then they're Edom Zomen. And the case of Edom Zomen, right, is a case two Edom come along and say that Pliny killed somebody, right? And then two other Edom will come and say, well, that's not really what happened,
yeah.
Right? So the question is, what's the parameters of that, right? The Mishnah suggests two cases. It says that if the second group of Edom, right, come and say, no, you're lying because the person who you said is a murderer was with us, he was in a different place, or the person who was murdered was in a different place.
So moving the body or the person of the...
Yeah, then they're not Edom's omen. But if they say you, the Edom, were with us, then they are the Edom's omen. By the way, it's obvious why that would be true, because if they come the murderer or the murderer or the murder person, theoretically there could have been a mistake, right? But if that's that you say the Edom were in a completely different place, there's no mistake, they just lied, right?
So once that happens, they're not
Edom's lied. But the Edom's omen. So they get they get executed.
So if they remove the killer or the killed,
then nothing. I mean, then just the psak thing doesn't happen, right? Yeah. Okay. Bau acherim veizimum. Bau acherim veizimum. I feel mea kulam yehargu. What happens if that two more Edom come and make the second group of Edom's omen, and then two more Edom come and make the third group of Edom's omen? So the answer is, each time the Edom's omen will be killed.
Sure.
Right, that's what the Mishnah says. And everybody is having the normal reaction. Rabbi Yehuda Mary Statis Yizu Ein Ve'inu Ner Agel Kas V'Shen Ova. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, that's ridiculous. That's actually a translation. Right? Only the first group of Edom is killed. After that, you don't get killed. Doesn't need Zomim. This is just ridiculous. Otherwise, you end up like killing everybody and whatever. Who are you killing? You're killing half the people. The amount of shock that you killed are innocent.
It's weird how he says that there is.
Sorry?
At the end of the day, you only kill one pair of Edom. Otherwise, they have succeeded in killing the other.
That's true, actually.
They're not Edom's own.
That's true. I don't know, maybe he's afraid that the trial will go on forever or something. I'm not sure. He says it's ridiculous. What does Rashi say? Start to see Zoo. Katazoi's castellated sorrow of Esatihi. He says that it's obvious, in such a case, it's obvious that the first group of Edom are the real liars. Like, it seems like when it's sort of bouncing back and forth like this, clearly that it's something's funny.
Okay. So this is only the case where the Edom are removed. They keep on
coming,
eh?
Well, different pairs of Edom keep coming and making other pairs of Edom Edom's omen. Okay. Mana Hane Mili, where does this come from? Amarav Adar Bramar Kra. Rav Adar said that there was in a pasuk v'ine eid sheker ha'eid sheker ha'na. So the eid is a sheker ha'na b'achiv. He said a lie about his fellow. Ad she'tishkar gufa shel eidus. So until the guf of the eid of itself, the primary point of the eidus, is made into a lie. Rashi says gufa shel eidim. Right, it's really the bodies of the eidim are a lie. Like they weren't where they said they were. Right, Devei Rabbi Yishmael Tana, and then we have a brisa that said in the name of Rabbi Yishmael from the base midrash of Rabbi Yishmael. La nice boisera sara to say something that was incorrect about him. Achetisre gufa shel edus, until the central point of the edus is made different, incorrect. Amar Rava. Rava said, "Bau shnayim ve'amru b'mizrach bira harav poiniyas anefesh. Bau shnayim ve'amru alebe marav bira imanu ayise v'chadas v'inu." So Rava says, "What about the following case? It's a test case, right? let's say two Adem give Adis that a guy murdered someone on the eastern side of the city, right? And then two more Adem say, how could you have possibly seen that? You were with us on the western side of the city, right? What's the answer? Are those, is that far enough apart that we'll consider it Adem's own men? Chazinan e ke dekaimi b'marav bira michze chazi la mizrak bira ein el zomim v'ilav harei el zomim. So then the Gemara answers, well, basically what you do is you check if somebody was standing in the western part of the city, could he see what was going on in the eastern part of the city? If he could, they're not Edim Zomim. Right? Pshita, that's obvious. Maldesema, what would you have thought if you hadn't said this? Lechush l'nahora bari kamashmalan. You, maybe you would have thought, okay, nobody can see from the western side of the city to the eastern side of the city, and so there should really be Edim Zomim. But maybe one of them has like really spitz vision. He bit it in 2020. Right? So no, we're not. We don't worry about that. We don't worry that somebody has superhuman vision. If you can't, if a normal person can't see, a normal person can't see. That would obviously be different. He claims he has binoculars.
Are they Adam or not?
What?
Are they Adam or not?
Then they would be Adam Zomim if they can't see. If a normal person can't see, they'd be Adam Zomim.
But if you can prove that he's got the supervision,
that would be different if you can prove it. But you would have to, it would have to be proven. But you're not worried that maybe that's the case. And Rava suggested another case. What if two Adim came and said that in Surah, in the morning, on Sunday, a guy got murdered? And they say, no, you were with us in Nahar Da'ah. Right? It's about 100 miles away. It's a long way. Then you can't get there. Chazina ni mitzafa lafanya matzi. Sorry, in the evening you were with us in Narda, right? So chazina ni mitzafa lafanya matzi azu misron Narda loy havu zaymin bi loy havu zaymin. So the answer is, well, check if it's possible to make the trip. If they could have seen the murder happen in the morning, right, and then in the evening made it all the way to Narda, then yachinami, the Eidus is kosher, right? If they could not have possibly done so, then the Eidus is, then they are obviously Edim Zomim. So Gemara's going to ask the same question, right? Where I just lost my place for a second. So the pshita, that's obvious. Mao the same, but what would you have thought if we hadn't said this? Maybe you would have thought that there was some amazing flying camel. Kamash Milan, that is not the case.
Rabbis really had a sense of humor.
I assume that they mean like some animal that moves very fast, but yes.
Half death and flying camels, fantastic.
Ve'amar Rava, in another case from Rava, Bo'u shnayim ve'amru ve'chad b'shav zahar ha'poyni yis ha'nefesh V'ay shnayim ve'amru imanu ha'yisem ve'chad b'shav zah Ela betray b'shav zahar ha'poyni yis ha'nefesh Ve'lay oid ela afilu amru erev shav zahar ha'poyni yis ha'nefesh Ne'rogin Ve'vini ganamase idav ala barakat lehu. Okay, so Rava says there's another halacha, right? If you were to say about somebody that he committed murder on Sunday, and then two other Adam say, no, he committed that same murder, but on Monday. Or he committed that same murder, but on Erev Shabbos, then these are Adim Zomimim. Because when they said that he was Chayav Misa, he wasn't. He was Chayav Misa at a different time.
That's not good. It's not themselves that are being testified against.
Sorry?
I'm saying, there's no, they're not testifying that the Adim Zomimim were not in the right place at the wrong time.
I mean, they were in a different place. They were is in a different time.
No, it's not that the Adim Zomim were with us when it happened.
And clearly, they weren't there when it happened.
Oh, so can you prove that as well?
They clearly weren't there when it happened. They said it happened on a completely different day. They make a marshmallow on. What do we learn from this? Nina, it's a brisa. Lefichach nimseis achz men zaymemes hu vehei neragin veashniya ptura. Fine. So this is a brisa. Therefore, if one of them is made into an eid zomim, right? One of the groups is made They are killed, right? But if a second group gave the same eidus and wasn't made into an eid zomim, then they would be potter.
They're already dead.
What?
The first group's already dead.
The first group. No. The case is the
with the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
I'm sorry?
Is it the same case as the Friday, Monday, Friday, whatever?
Sunday. I assume it's not. If you find that one of them is a eid zomim, one of the groups is an eid zomim, I think it must be a different case. Yeah, right. If there's two groups of eid zomim and they give eidus about the same crime, right? Even if one is an eid zomim, one group is made into an eid zomim, that doesn't mean we don't think that the event necessarily didn't happen. It just means that group is an eid zomim. A second group will be ptur, potter. Seifa, mashe.
The person that they're testifying against.
That's a different question. Not relevant, right? That's not relevant to the question of what you do with the eidim.
Who's guilty first?
He could still be theoretically found guilty. He could have done it. The fact that you proved that the eidim weren't there doesn't mean that you proved that the event didn't happen. It just means you proved the eidim weren't there. Right? You can theoretically, you can totally imagine like some, you know, vigilantes coming along the side and they're going to give eidus about something they know happened even though they weren't there because, you know, nobody else will do it.
Yeah.
Like, theoretically, it's a possibility, right?
So what happens is people, if they're the only ones to... Like, what would happen to those people if they said, like, no one else is willing to make the thing because of fear of eidus zomim, but it was like, really, no, this guy, someone killed someone else.
If you give eidus about something that you didn't see, then you're found to be an eidus zomim, then you're punished as an eidus zomim. It doesn't matter if the person actually is guilty, irrelevant. The bezdin can't make that determination if they don't have evidence. But it's not up to them to make a judgment call that, oh, Taki is guilty. Right? Seifah Mashain Kain Bigmar Dinis is the Richle. No, so there the point is that that's not true about when it's saying the Gmar Din. But meaning, once again, if they do it, if the punishment is actually carried out, then they are not punished. Right? Okay. The case is now a little different. What if the Adam said that Bezdin found a guy guilty and sentenced him to death on Sunday? Right? And two other Adam came and said, you couldn't have possibly seen what you just said you saw. It happened on Friday, not on Sunday. Or let's say the original group of Adam said it happened on Monday, right? And then another group of Adam said, you couldn't have possibly seen that. You were with us on Monday, but it happened on Friday, right? Then they are not killed. They are not Adam's own men. Why? Because it's true they lied about the time, but they gave Adas about somebody who was anyway going to get executed. They gave Adas that somebody was Chayev Misa when in fact he was Chayev Misa. Right? So in such a case, they are not executed.
It's not because of their testimony that they didn't kill.
It's not because of their... I don't understand what you mean.
It's not because of the testimony of the witnesses that this person's been killed. If he's been killed anyway, regardless of the testimony.
Oh, yeah. I mean, presumably you found out from somebody else that he's killed, that they're going to be killed. Yeah. And their testimony is not actionable, and they're for sure Eddie Sheker, but they're not killed because... They gave testimony about somebody who was anyway Chayav Misa. V'chein le'inyan tashlamei knas, and this is true also with regard to tashlamei knas. If somebody is mechuyev in beltin per knas, let's say he is, I don't know, what's a good example of a knas? Kavala, right? But if somebody punches somebody else, then certainly part of the payment that he has to make is what's called a knas. Meaning it's not damages in the sense that he's, you know, deprived somebody else of money and now he has to compensate, right? It's not compensatory damages, it's punishment, right, for the fact that he did something bad. So when the same rule applies to a tashlumei knas as it does to misa. So it gives an example of knas. Two edim came to Beis Din and said that on Sunday a guy stole a shor and he slaughtered it and then he sold it, right? Now the din is that if somebody steals an animal, then he has to return it.
Pay double.
Right? And he pays double. I mean, any thief spells pays double, yes. If he slaughters and sells it, then he pays either four or five times more. Right? No. And that's called a knas, right? That's a knas because you're not compensating for the actual damage you did. The damage you did is the value of the animal, right? You're paying a lot extra, so that's called a knas. Okay, uvol shnayim ve'amru bechad b'shabzei manu ayisem. Two Adam came and said on Sunday, you were with us. They said, no, this actually happened on Monday, not on Sunday. So then they pay. Right? And not just that. Right? And even if they were to say that it happened on Erev Shabbos, and then the second group of him came and said, no, it happened on Monday, then they would pay. Because when they gave the... if they were to give edus that it happened on Sunday, and in reality it happened on Friday, right? They would still have to pay, right? Because when they gave edus, Beis Din hadn't declared that he was chayev to pay yet.
But he has paid their fine.
What?
The guy does move, he's put their fine.
Yes. Ba'u shnayim ve'amro b'chad b'shabza gana v'tabach u'machar ve'nigmar dinoi. Same basic case. We discussed the case where he was, the Beis Din basically said he had to be executed, but they hadn't done it yet. So the same thing, if the Beis Din said he was obligated to pay four times the value of the animal, or five times the value of the animal, right? But they hadn't actually carried it out yet, and then two Adam say it happened on a different day, even it happened before, they're not obligated to pay, because what they said he was obligated to do, he was in fact obligated to do, right? Because Beis Din had already decreed it, right? Okay. Find that. Any questions? Okay, fine.